undisputed breakfast master.
Chris Moyles at breakfast.
It's always a breakfast of champions.
Well, I suppose the least I can do is listen.
There's no escape this time.
Welcome to the show.
That's splendid. Well, what do we do now?
The Chris Moyles Show, National Radio 1.
This morning's show, I think it's the first one that I've turned up shattered and a bit tired.
You were out there last night, weren't you?
I was on Liquid News last night on BBC Three, the greatest show on BBC Three ever, maybe apart from Little Britain, and Hercules.
I heard you do.
And Sort It Out Man as well.
Oh, with his friend Dave. I've not seen that, but I've only seen the advert.
No, to be honest, you're not missing much.
Really?
They take Liquid News off the air and they leave on Sort It Out Man. Oi, Stuart Murphy, Sort It Out Man.
I heard you appealing last night for a campaign to keep Liquid News on the air.
Well, I wasn't appealing.
Well, you appealed several times.
No, I said it's a great show.
Yeah, but it was like you were throwing your support and your weight behind it.
And you'd think that'd mean a lot, don't you?
Oh, and you talk, people listen.
That's right. What? Dave?
Pardon?
Oh, hilarious. Rachel and Juliet last night went to Moulinex Makes Things Simple, and that includes the price, to see the Wolves-Kidderminster game, and the score was, in an unbiased reporting way...
Well, we should have won, but it was 2-0.
There you go, that's unbiased as you can get from Rachel. We should have won, but it was 2-0 to Wolves.
Were you wearing your lucky red jumper?
Yeah, but it wasn't very lucky, was it?
When you say that you should have won, obviously...
What's she been saying to you?
Hey, nothing.
That's
right. Why? Hey, Juliet.
Why? What's the story from last night?
Nothing.
That means there is a story from last night. Is there, Juliet? No? How did you think that referee was in that game last night?
Well, put it this way, if I saw him, I wouldn't stop and talk to him.
Really? Okay. That bad?
That'll learn him, eh? He's never going to mess with you or the kiddie fans again, is he, after that kind of comment?
He's not put me in a good mood for today.
Crash a vocal.
You're laughing at.
Check the pony. Why'd you check the pony?
To see if he's alright.
See if he's still there.
Yeah.
He's got enough hay.
Hey. I'm delirious. Morning. Right.
Are you feeling me?
No, no. I'm not.
Filling the pony.
What?
I can't go into the news like this.
I'm sorry.
It's meant to be serious.
Is this my fault?
Yeah. I'm going to sit down and be serious. People are just waking up. Dave, leave.
Right, okay.
Leave the room.
I mean, properly.
Right. Leave the room, yeah, properly, because you've got the giggles.
Have a good one, Tom.
Some people are so unprofessional. Right, morning. How are you? It's going to be one of those shows today, but I think it'll be good. Divine Inspiration coming up, Khalees and Nelly Furtado. It's Dominic and Jules, the news and sports, just after 7 o'clock.
An inquiry starts into the suicide of Harold Shipman.
And in sports, Zaha's dream move could now come true.
BBC. On Newsbeat, it's now 7:05.
Great comedy double act they are, Sleet and Hale. I saw them once in Barnsley. They were... Hello, Teddy Sleet here.
I'm Bobby Hale.
And together we are...
Sleet and Hale.
You ever seen them?
No, I haven't seen, but I'd like to see
really,
them.
Really, really good. Yeah. They are very, very good. Juliet, good morning.
Hiya.
How are you?
Tired.
Looking gorgeous, though.
Great.
Really nice. That's a very sexy top you got on. Did you make it yourself?
Yeah, it's amazing what you can do at night on your own. Should we just move on?
Good morning!
Your morning's just got better. The savior is here. His aftershave is Old Spice. His breath still stinks of beer. He laughs at famous people cause he just doesn't care. He looks like Terry Wogan but he's got his own hair.
It's gonna be an interesting show today.
The Chris Moyles Show, National Radio 1.
7:06 in the morning. Wednesday from Radio 1. Good morning.
For the trees and the pain and the breeze
know the irony of playing this morning, Dave?
Is that you're drinking milkshake?
I haven't opened it yet. I was really tired this morning. 7:12, by the way. Hello, morning. It's my catchphrase. And so Alad got me a nice milkshake. And it's the, one of the fridgy ones.
Don't like them.
Do you not?
No.
You don't like it?
No.
You've just
I've had them before.
They're nice. What's wrong with
you? Don't like them. But you see, but you said this morning, which I think is a strange philosophy. You wanted Alad to get you something that would make you feel sick.
Yeah.
Because... your thought process...
I'm not saying that fridgy makes me sick,
no, obviously.
Though.
But your thought process was that being made to feel sick would wake you up.
Yeah.
And has it worked?
I didn't actually need it in the end. Because I had a sandwich, and I'm now on my second cup of tea, and I am thrusting on all cylinders.
I've never wanted to feel sick to feel awake.
Really?
No. Ever.
Well, I just thought it'd wake me up. Anyway, I'm awake now. But the only thing is that these milkshakes... They really... I remember I worked at a radio station in Bradford and I had one of these milkshakes and I dropped it just outside the studio door and it stank of strawberry for the next 6 months.
Was it strawberry milkshake?
God, you're good, Dave. I don't... You should be like a private investigator.
Hey, I could be a detective.
You could be a dick. Do you know what I mean?
Thank you. Dave Dick.
I'd like to say hello to Paddy O'Connell, the host of BBC Three's Liquid News and Celeb Deck. Because he's a big fan of the show. And he listens. When he wakes up, he puts the radio on. And then when he gets to work, he goes on the website and does the listen again, goes to the listen again site and listens to the bit at the beginning that he missed.
So he's a proper fan then.
Yeah, so he'll hear this bit in the afternoon, but he'll go for the whole morning without knowing that he's got a mention. Even if he switches the radio on at 7:20, you know, he'll hear all the show and it'll be great. And then I'll get to him and go, ooh, I'll just have a listen to the first bit. And then he'll hear this little mention. So I was on Liquid News last night. A roaring success.
Mm.
Oh, it was such a better show with me on. It really was. We talked about all the showbiz news.
I thought you were going on there on your own.
Well, I thought
they were making it a Chris Moyle special.
They should have made it a Chris Moyle special, but Victoria from the Bazaar column at The Sun, she came on as well, but she wasn't half as good as me. God bless her. So that was my night last night. Rachel went to the football with Juliet. The first question that everybody wants to know, Rachel, is how was Juliet's driving?
She was a very good driver.
Yeah.
I'm an excellent driver.
Average speed?
I don't know. I was asleep.
Right.
Probably about 68, I would imagine.
What do you think?
Yeah.
68, Juliet?
69.
60... Right.
Hey, pardon?
But what speed? She put a thumbs up,
Did she? Yeah. Yeah, big thumbs up.
What? So, talk us through what happened when you got to Moulinex last night.
Oh, where to start?
At the beginning.
Now, please.
Well, we got there quite early, so we went to a bar.
Oh, was that your idea or Juliet's?
It was a mutual decision. We had a drink out of plastic cups.
Nice.
And then we picked our tickets up and it was quite weird because the Wolves people had sorted them out for us.
Right, that's very nice of them.
Yeah,
thank you very much, Wolves.
So we had to go into the executive club and we were in our jeans, so we had to get changed.
Oh, how common.
And then it was quite dodgy because we were standing actually at the bar and I was feeling a bit shaky, you know, a bit...
Drunk?
No, a bit of a traitor, really, because I was standing in the Wolves bar...
That's fine,
..wanting
though.
To support the Harriers.
No, that's fine. You're allowed to do that.
And then went and found our seats and watched the match.
And what did you think of the referee? I mean, if you saw him walking down the street, would you go over and say hello to him?
No. I'm not happy with him.
Why?
Because he made some decisions that I didn't agree with.
Can I just say at this point, to all the blokes listening... who like their football. Rachel knows her football. This is not just a, oh, I support Kidderminster because I'm from Kidderminster, like I do with Leeds. She knows her stuff, don't you?
I know a bit, yeah.
Don't, I've just picked you up there. Why knock it down?
Because you might ask me a question and I might not be able to answer it.
What am I going to ask you? I don't know much about Kidderminster.
I know about the Harriers.
Right, okay, that's what I mean. Yeah.
So anyway, there were two goals.
Yes.
Harry has definitely played better than Wolves. This is my quick analysis of the match.
Fine.
Had a lot more attempts, should have got them in, but unfortunately didn't.
Right.
And
just like Dave never gets them
and
in.
Then the first Wolves goal was from a free kick, and the I don't think the free kick should have been given. The second Wolves goal was meant to... Oh, you're keeping up with me.
Come on.
No, go on.
The second goal was on the... didn't go over the line.
But it was given anyway.
Yes.
Now, Alan, let me just bring Alan in at this point. It's imperative that the ball goes over the line for it to be a goal.
Well, how does that work? If it didn't go over the line, how is it a goal?
Well, the referee obviously didn't.
Because the referee's a liar.
Right, I see.
Look at this expert analysis from our two guest pundits.
So, that's okay. Alan, so you know nothing about football.
No.
What have you learned from Rachel's report?
Not to go and see football with Rachel.
There you go. Lovely. I don't know what that means, but it's all good. Don't worry, I'll cheer you up later, Rachel. We're going to slag off Busted.
Excellent.
Yeah, I know, couldn't it? 7:17. It's Wednesday morning. Hello, I'm Chris Moyles. This is Nelly Furtado, Radio 1.
Paint my face in your magazines, make it look wider than it is. Say what you want.
Nelly Furtado, Powerless. Right, buzz off time. I've brought in a CD from home once again, and I'm going to play it for as long as I can until all four votes have come in telling me to take the record off. The four votes are Alad's.
Alad Buzz.
Dave.
Dave Buzz.
Rachel.
Rachel Buzz.
And the listeners. And the listeners, when we get to 2,000 text messages, that will be their vote. When all four buzzers have gone off, the record will stop. Right?
Let's play the game.
All right. I have chosen a great record today. Absolute piece of class. Alad, you won't know who it is.
Right.
But then that doesn't mean anything, does it?
Okay.
Could be the Beatles, could be Elvis, you still wouldn't know.
Was I born?
Unless it was Kavanagh or Sean Maguire or something.
Or Too Limited.
Or Ultimate Chaos. Right, so, you ready?
Yep.
If you don't like this track, text Buzz Off to 81199. That's Buzz Off to 81199. I know it's early, and a lot of you are still in bed, but take part. The following record I think is great, but if you disagree, buzz off to 81199. Ready?
Go.
Test up. Go with it, Alad. Let yourself ease into it.
It's been a long time. I shouldn't have left you. Without a strong rhyme to step to. Think of how many weak shows you slept through.
Yeah.
Time's up. I'm sorry I kept you. Thinking of this, you keep repeating.
Sample coming up, Alex.
From the microphone, so
what was used in the record?
By okay. The radio and on the dial soon. As you hear it, pump up the volume. Dance with the speaker till you hear it blow. Then plug in a headphone, cause here it go. It's a four-letter word when it's heard to control your body to dance. So, dot text the tempo like a red alert. Reach it's a reflex and let it work. When this is playing, you can't get stuck with the steps. So can say, and I'ma still come up with a gift to be swift. Follow the leader, the rhyme will go deaf with the record that was mixed a long time ago. It could be done, but only I could do it. For those that can dance and clap your hands to it. I start to think, and then I sink into the paper like I was ink. When I'm writing, I'm trapped in between the line. I escape when I finish the rhyme. I got soul.
Eric B and Rakim.
Dave Buzz.
Alad Buzz.
No, really?
Yeah.
You don't like this?
No.
I know you got soul!
Keep expecting Jackson 5 to kick in after that beat, and it doesn't.
It's your mic. The stage is empty. A beat like this might tempt me to pull, show my rings in my fat gold chain. Grab the mic like I'm on Soul Train, but I wait, cause I master this. Let the others go first so the brothers don't...
Rachel, get away from the mic.
Get away.
God, Rachel. Get away.
God.
Get away. I love Kidder like Mr. Harris.
You want to rhyme? You gotta sign my list.
Timing, Rachel.
Cause I'm a manifest and bless the mic I hold. You want an X? Then you gotta have soul. Cause if you ain't got it, I'ma make an encore. Take the mic, make the people respond for the R. Cause that's the way it'll have to be. If you wanna get on after me, think about it.
Wait, Rachel, Buzz.
And
rubbish.
Don't waste your time.
Rubbish.
Cause I'll be in the crowd if you ain't controlling it.
Nice to the listeners.
You shouldn't be holding it. This is how it should be done. This style is identical to none. Some try to make a sound like this, but you're...
Oh, well.
Not bad, though.
You got more than I thought, actually.
218, Eric B and Ricky Mitten, I Know You Got Soul, from my CD, which is the Hip Hop Years. This is the Channel 4 series that taught Dave and I everything we know about hip-hop.
Well, not taught us, it just kind of refreshed our memory.
And it's got some greats on here, so there might be another one tomorrow.
Excellent news. Sarah Cox.
It's getting hot in here, so take off all your clothes. Just me again, then, that's fine. What's wrong?
Nothing, I can't, just can't hear anything in my headphones.
Rachel just made...
What, have you unplugged me? Oh, there we go.
Rachel just made an unbelievable statement. She said, calm down, dear. She said, the thing is, people who like that record... Because I was saying, I can't believe that I didn't get to play more of Eric B and Rakim. And Rachel goes, the thing is, people who like that record won't be awake yet. So, obviously, the first half of the first bit of the show... all the people, don't like hip-hop. Hip-hop fans wake up at 8. They don't wake up at 7:15.
Didn't mean that.
So between 7 and 7:30, what genre is it? Pop? Is it?
But 8 o'clock is hip-hop o'clock.
Is that right?
I wasn't talking about that.
4, 5, 6, 7... It must be hip-hop o'clock. You, me, some turntables, an MC. It must be hip-hop o'clock.
Wiki, wiki, wah, wah.
Wiki, wiki, woo, woo. BBC. Radio 1. Newsbeat. Anyway, Pink and Goodies the DJ coming up next. Let's do some news and some sport with Dom and Juliet at 7:30.
And the main news, the man heading the Inquiry 34.
The countdown clock is ticking for Leeds United. So I believe.
Monday is D-Day.
Yeah.
To find a buyer, otherwise administration.
D-Day, for those of you who don't know, is Division 1 Day. Mm. Of course. We need someone to buy Leeds United. So, if anyone's listening who perhaps is a millionaire, billionaire, and you'd like to buy and own your own football club, then contact Ellen Road, and you might be able to buy it.
Or contact Chris Moyles, and you can pass on their interest.
I will broker the deal for you. I'd be like Kuehl's agent. I will find a buyer, but I want £3 million.
You could just take 1% or something.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? Mm. I'd take the £3 million. I'm not greedy, Dave.
Okay.
All right, okay. Thank you, Dominic.
Thank you very much.
Juliet.
Thank you.
You're very quiet today, you two. Normally what? You're gabbing off all over the place.
I'm just listening to you and enjoying the show.
We love it.
Shut up. Yeah. Yesterday, I upset lots of young children with my comments about the band Busted. They will not like the following link. Yeah. But everybody else over the age of 12 will really enjoy it. Details coming up. I've been a girl. There's a bit in the Pink record which says something like, God wants you to shake your ass. Which, I must admit, you know... I used to be an altar boy and all that, right? Mm-hmm. And I've been to, church all my life. And not once have I been there on a Sunday morning and heard Father go, Dearly beloved, God wants you to shake your ass. I've never once heard that at all. The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1. Morning. Right, yesterday, I was talking about Busted, and made some comments about them.
Is this an on-air apology?
What?
Is this an on-air apology?
Well, I'll carry on with the link, and you tell me what you think.
Okay.
All right. I was saying that I found it quite amusing that Busted, who were nominated for 3 Brit Awards, that's one for every member of the band, then thought it would be a good idea to play live at the Brits nominations party, despite the fact that they're quite poor at singing live, and they can't sing live. You would not believe the reaction from 10-year-old girls. 5 emails we got.
Mm-hmm.
And I will read some of them out. Hey, Chris, I just want to say that I thought it was harsh of you to slag off Busted this morning because they are extremely talented and I've written every single one of their songs. Every single one of their songs. They're not trying to be rock. They're not trying to be pop either. They are just doing their own thing and it's obviously working as they were the biggest selling band last year behind Coldplay. Obviously, I don't expect you to become Busted's biggest fan, but I think they deserve a little bit more respect than they're currently getting. Cheers, Claire. Bless you, Claire.
Fair point.
Bless you. You know what? And you probably got a point. And I thought, well, I'll say something nice about Busted. But then, foolishly, I read emails from other Busted fans. You know, I said yesterday that they'll start texting in that real kind of childlike text way, where they use letters instead of words? This is from Gemma. Why you, letters,
yep,
slag Busted off? What, W-O-T, they ever, E-V-A, done to you, the letter U? Their music ain't crap, and they can sing live, thank you, F-A-N-K, the letter U, very much. And by the way, I don't go school, I go college, so no, I won't shut up and go to school. I think you should, and learn how to speak English. Next. Busted can't sing, how dare you say that? I went to a live Busted gig last June and they sang perfectly live and played their instruments perfectly live too. If you want some proof, why don't you listen, spelled L-I-S-T-E-R-N, to CD2 of Sleeping With The Lights On, because that was a good live at their tour, brackets, no editing or dubbing. It proves my point. From Abbey W in Essex. All right?
Yep.
Busted sing live because they can. Not like some bands not naming names. Well, bands don't name names. They were the second biggest band of 2003 behind Coldplay. I'm starting to get the feeling this is a fact on one of their websites. Oh, and by the way, I am older than 12 years old. 16, if you want to be picky.
You feel foolish now, don't you?
No. Here's another one. How dare you slag off Busted? They are, the letter R, the best band around at the moment, and they totally liven up the music industry. How can you, the letter U, bloody well say that they can't sing live? They have, H-A-V, amazing voices. I'd like you, see you try, the letters, singing as well as them. I bet you can't even play guitar. And as for how much energy they have and how much they move around, you can never do that in a million years. And that is really rude of you, taking the mick out of James's voice. He is such a lovely, L-U-V-L-Y, person. But I guess you wouldn't understand the word nice, would you? It's not in your language, is it? You want their looks. You don't have that. Their talent. You don't have that. Their personalities. You don't have that. Their sense of humour. You don't have that. Their energy. You don't have that. And their bodies. You don't have that either. No, but, yeah, but, no, but, yeah, but, no, but, yeah, but, no. But yeah, but no. I hope I've made my point. Yeah, the fact that you need to grow up.
To be fair, you can't play guitar, can you?
No. And finally, from Emily, UK, which I really like. Chris, how dare you slag Busted off like that? I mean, not so long ago, you were practically up there. Says when you interviewed them on your show, and now you slagged them off. You are completely two-faced and arrogant. Yeah, no, but, yeah, but, no, but. What's wrong? Are you getting jealous because they're getting more attention than you and your new breakfast show or something? Face facts, Chris. Busted are more popular than you will ever be. Really? If you don't mention any of the emails or text messages you get about what you said about Busted, what you said, what he said, but he said, but no said, all the fans will know it's because you can't handle Busted or anybody being better and bigger than you. Well, let's put that to the vote then, shall we, my little love, my little schoolgirl friend? Let's put it to a text vote. So, who do you prefer, Busted or Moyles? Moyles or Busted? Who would you rather go down the pub with? Who would you rather go for dinner with? Who would you rather hang out with? Who would you rather have your newspapers delivered by in the morning? Busted or Moyles? Moyles or Busted? Grab your phone. Let's do it now. Vote Moyles or vote Busted. You need to put the word vote on your text message and then have the Moyles, M-O-Y-L-E-S, or Busted, B-U-S-T-E-D, no Z. So that's vote Busted or vote Moyles, 81199. And we'll do this till 8 o'clock and then we'll have the results. Now, I'm pleading with every little teenage girl who loves Busted, right? This is your chance to prove that horrible, nasty man on the radio wrong. For everybody else over the age of 11, this is our chance to go to all those people and slag off their little boy band. Now, I actually don't mind Busted Records. I've said it before. I think the records are good. If they were American, they'd be taken a lot more seriously. But if somebody's challenging me, granted a young girl who drinks milk at school, then I will have a fight. So, write a text message saying vote Busted or write a text message saying vote Moyles and send it to 81199. That's 81199. I thought that was all right, don't you?
I thought you handled it well.
Thank you very much. 7:49 in the morning. Vote Moyles or vote Busted. Who do you prefer? Results later.
Hey, yeah. The fight, don't think you think.
No, but, like, James has got, like, the best voice ever, right? And he's just, like, gorgeous. Oh, I love him. That's Jamelia, and thank you. So, we looked at the text messages, and the response is quite shockingly scary. And not in a worrying way. Well, only in a worrying way that so many people decided to take part. And during that one record alone, 5,500 text messages have just come in.
Are you going to reveal the trend which they're showing?
Yeah, I'm
the
winning.
The swingometer?
Yeah, I'm winning.
Are you?
Surprisingly, yes. But I'll keep it going, and I will urge people to vote for Busted rather than me. And, you know, not too much, obviously. So who do you prefer? Do you prefer Busted or do you prefer Moyles? Write a text message saying vote Busted and send it to 81199, or write a text message saying vote Moyles and send it to 81199. If you just switched the radio on during that last record, morning, by the way, I said something about only joking, only kind of messing around, saying that Busted can't play live, and five young girls text in going, yeah, but no, but yeah. And so then one of them went, you're just jealous because, like, Busted, like, they're more popular than you because, like, you're rubbish and everything. So I thought I'd put it to the vote. So get your phone and write a text message saying vote Busted if you think Busted are better than me, or write a text message saying vote Moyles if you think I'm better than Busted. And then, but don't worry. I mean, well, I won't fall out with Busted, you know, because, like, James has got, like, the best voice ever, and I love him, and he's, like, gorgeous. Oh, my God, I'd like to kiss him. You know, we'll still be friends. We won't fall out. You know, maybe we'll get them on the show.
So, results before 8?
Results before 8. Would you like to know how many people have texted in?
Yeah, roughly.
9,500.
Yeah, that's good. It's an encouraging response.
81199, write a message saying either vote Busted or vote Moyles. Right?
Go.
81199, thank you.
One life. Waiting for. Be off with you. Live in.
We're looking at all aspects of life this week with the One Life campaign, and we're doing the body, aren't we?
Mm-hmm.
We'll have another fitness program and more exercises to help you just after 8 o'clock, after the news and sport with Dom and Jules. But if you do want more information and you need a bit of help, something, or you want to ask questions about your body, or you're thinking about taking up exercise, or you're a bit overweight and you're worried about it, whatever it is, the number's free. And someone will help you out on the other end. It's 0800 110 100. And if you're too embarrassed to phone when people are around, write the number down and phone later when no one's around. 0800 110 100. You can call any point today. They'll be there to answer your phone. And if you've got any problems about your body at all or any questions or queries, give them a ring. 0800 110 100. Lines open all day. 7:56.
Look. If you had one shot.
Please stop texting. And I really do mean it. Please stop. It's now starting to scare us in the studio. We started this show last week, Monday morning, and obviously it's like moving out into somebody else's flat, isn't it, when you first kind of get in here. And you're going, all right, well, I wonder what the response is like on the text messages. I wonder if people are used to texting in the morning. How much did Sarah really do with the listeners, you know, regarding text? Because a lot of it's habit and blah, 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 blah. 20,000 text messages we just received for the Busted and Moyles fight. 20,000. I swear on my life. I thought we might get, like, 2,000 or 3,000, but not 20. So thank you very much. I can't believe you'd be bothered, but thanks anyway. And then the irony is that what we do is the computer takes vote Busted and vote Moyles and puts them on a separate page. But there's still another 2,000 who text in, I really couldn't care less, Chris. One. Vote Comedy Dave. Vote Rachel, she sounds fit, etc., etc. Anyway, nice to know that you're listening. We really need the listeners, right? We need the figures to go up. Anyway, well, thank you. The winner, by the way, I won't say the percentage, but Rachel's just taken the text page off. Yeah. 90% of the votes Moyles got. I am the winner. No. Oh, don't clap. I don't get anything, do I? It's what I go to school for.
You were just patronising.
Even though you're a real boy. Thank you. I should do the news now, shouldn't I, Dominic?
Right.
Right, moving on. Gonna play coming up Red Hot Chili Peppers. We'll play Basement Jacks, that brilliant new single. We'll play Amy Stutt. Hopefully we'll play Pharrell Williams and Jay-Z record with Frontin. Let's do some news and sport with Dom and Jules. Just gone 8 o'clock.
Shipman's dead. Now the radio news, newsbeat. It's now 4 minutes past 8.
Thanks, Dominic. You know, Dom.
Yes.
It's day 3 of the Chris Moyles fitness program.
Oh, it is, yeah, huh? Mm-hmm.
You know, Dave.
Hello.
It's part of One Life, which is to encourage you to improve your life.
Right.
You know what, Jules?
What?
Each show on Radio 1 has a different area to cover.
Which one's ours?
The body. Each day we'll be bringing you the Chris Moyles fitness program. Do you know what, Dominic?
No, I really don't.
It's day 3. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Welcome to the Chris Moyles fitness program, day 3. Today's exercise is entitled The Remote Stretch. This exercise develops the arm muscles and encourages hand-eye coordination. First of all, take the remote control in your left or right hand, depending on which feels most comfortable. Locate the button you require. In this example, we're going to adjust the volume, but you can carry out any operation you require. Good. Now, with your finger hovering over your chosen button, slowly extend the arm towards the television set. Accuracy here is important, especially if your batteries are low. Once the arm is fully extended, push the button and extend the arm briefly in a zapping motion. Continue this until the desired volume or channel has been achieved. Then withdraw the arm and drop the remote down the side of the couch. Now your turn. Find the button, slowly extend, press the button, and zap. Withdraw and drop. Well done. You're ready to move on to the next exercise, which is on the show tomorrow.
Check out the website. It's www.bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Click on One Life. And if you do have any problems or queries about your body, or maybe anybody else's body, 0800 110 100.
Oh, that number again, please.
Thanks, Dave. It's 0800 110. This is serious.
I know it's serious. I'm keen to find out more.
You know, after being horrible about Busted, what I do now is I become nice and friendly and warm. And I go, you know, if you have any problems about your body, I know I have, then why not give the One Life helpline people a ring? Shut up.
That was Dominic laughing, not me.
The number is 0800 110 100.
That number again?
Oh, right. I just did that gag. It's 0800 110 100. By the way, we just worked out more people text in for the who do you prefer, Moyles or Busted vote than went to the Wolves Kidderminster game last night. In fact, if I look at it now, how many people were there last night?
25,000 plus.
Okay, 25,000 plus, all right. And our current text messages stand at 27,695.
We're more popular than football.
And we don't even sell pies!
We're here to entertain you each morning from 7. We finish up at 10, then we leave at half 11. If you listen every morning and think our show is funny, the figures will go up.
Get paid much more money. 808. The Chris Moyles Show, National Radio 1. State. This is BBC Radio 1. Best text message of the morning so far. Now you've sorted Busted out, Chris. Please turn your attention to the Blazing Squad. Not a bad idea.
Morning, fellas, if you're listening.
Total, by the way, of all the text messages that came in, 29,000. Thank you. That's really put a smile on my face. 8:15. Basement Jacks. Good luck. All right, coming up in a second. When we were coming up with new ideas for the show, what we do is we always throw in stupid ideas. They're generally all of Dave's. And there was...
Harsh.
What? Frog or dog?
International frog or dog.
Do you know what frog or dog is, Dominic? Did you, Dominic, get in here. Yesterday we were talking off the air about features, and Will Greyhead, who's working on the show behind the scenes, best place for him, and he was slagging off Dave's Brit nomination thing yesterday, the sweepstake.
I thought that was genius myself.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, what happens is, Will goes, look, Dave, your ideas are rubbish, right? And Dave goes, I think that's a bit harsh. Frog or dog, I rest my case. And we kept saying frog or dog throughout the after-show meeting yesterday. And Dominic's going, what is frog or dog?
Well, as soon as you mention it, everyone puts their head in their hands and, oh no, don't talk about frog or dog.
Dave, explain to Dominic, who's a grown-up and sensible man, what the feature frog or dog was and see what his reaction is.
The general idea is that you get two people on the phones battling against each other. Now, they have the option of either doing an impersonation of a frog or a dog. Now, based on how good their impersonation is, I then give them a score out of 10, right? I then multiply that score by their shoe size, giving them a cumulative total, and the person with the highest score wins. And what we did is we pushed this on a stage, and we did international frog or dog, and we had contestants from around the world taking part. We had people in America and Australia. It was a great success.
That's rubbish.
Isn't it?
It literally is just frog or dog, then.
Well, yeah, the clue's in the title.
So anyway, after the success of all those features, one of the ideas we came up with, which was just an idea, it was just a joke idea, was a feature called Annoy the Dog, right?
Yay!
And we're going to do it next. So this is to anyone who has a dog and you're in the house and you've got a bit of time before you go to work or uni or college or school or whatever. But mainly to the younger listeners. Anybody, you know, up to the age of about 15. Now, be careful with the doggy. I don't want you to, you know, if your doggy's a bit of a biter, don't take part. I want, you know, only take part if your dog is a happy dog who is happy barking. And that's the idea. Basically, it will really annoy your parents, especially if your dad's been working nights. So, we're going to do Annoy the Dog after the next record, right? All it is you have the radio on. You have your dog in the same room. We play various sound effects and see which one of the sound effects annoys your dog.
It's like an on-air experiment.
And then you will text in or call us with your results. Childish, I know, but it'll be very funny. And it's next.
All I want to do is have a little fun before I die. It says the
text comes in and it says at the start of this record, the Amy Stutt thing, is she doing the impression of a frog or a dog? Now, if you listen back to it, she does make a funny noise that could be interpreted as either.
Genius, Dave.
If you rewind it, I'll show you. You see? And again. Could be either, though, couldn't it?
Yes, it could, Dave. And lots of people are ready for Annoy the Dog, so let's do it now. That was Amy Stutt, All I Want to Do. It's 8:22 in the morning, I'm Chris Moyles. This is a ridiculous, stupid, childish feature called Annoy the Dog. What you need to take part is yourself, a radio, and a dog. It really couldn't be more simple. So, the idea is, which of the following sound effects will cause your dog to get confused and start barking? And I let us know the reaction, right? Give us a ring if you got time. 08700 100 100 or just text us. 81199 is a text. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Dogs at the ready. right, so obviously the first sound effect we go for is another dog barking to see if that will confuse your dog, right?
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Turn your radio up now. Any reaction so far? So we don't have a dog here.
So we can't gauge how it's working.
For your own punchline. All right, next. Now, Will got all the... Greyhead got all these sound effects. We wanted a sound effect of a cat. He got possibly the worst cat sound effect I have ever heard in my life. So, but, you know, the feature is ridiculous, so go with it. See how your dog reacts to this cat. Turn it up now.
Ah! Ah!
I've got to be honest. I think on Sound Effects CD, he went to the wrong track. He went one up or one down, didn't he? And wasn't paying attention.
I think that sounds like a man doing an impersonation of a cat.
It's like a puffin. Not that I know what a puffin sounds like. All right, next one, okay? See how your dog reacts to a kettle whistle. Turn it up now. No, hang on, sorry. Kettle whistle. Text message comes in. I have the window open and my next door neighbour's dog is going insane. Yeah, because the dog's going, woo, that's not a cat. Woo,
that's a man.
The next, I apologise in advance, and if you're really ratty in the morning, the following sound effect is going to annoy the crap out of you. It will absolutely grate you. It's equivalent to dragging your fingernails down a blackboard. So I'm going to warn you now. When I say now, turn your radio off for 13 seconds if you don't want to hear a dentist's drill. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now.
One question
really
for you.
I really hate that noise.
One question for you.
Yes.
Are dogs scared of dentists?
Good point, Dave.
But they don't go to the dentist, do they?
Maybe they stand outside and only hear the noise and think it's some strange animal.
I thought it was a strange choice of sound effect for dogs.
If your dog's having a reaction so far, give us a ring. 08700 100 100. 08700 100 100. And finally, is your dog scared by this noise? You know, we're the only thing on Radio 1 right now.
Incredible, isn't it?
Right, 08700 100 100. Call Aled and tell us what happened.
Radio 1. Joe White.
My dog was okay with a dentist drill, but my wife went berserk. Does that count?
The cat sound made my dog sneeze. I don't know if that was a coincidence. Craig in Glasgow.
We've had letters from next door about the dogs barking and too much noise during the day. We've been told to leave the radio on when we go to work. Thanks.
I don't know about the dogs, but it's definitely confusing my brother. The kettle whistle. Just sent my dog Scatty. He's just started chewing the seat in my car.
Dog's going nuts in the back of the car. From Alex and three furry friends in Manchester.
It's working then. The right sort of reaction.
Oh, man. That's funny.
The dentist drill made my dog run and hide under the piano. Thanks, because it got him off the bed.
Do you know, seriously, I can't handle that noise. That really freaks me out. Oh, it's that bit. Sorry about that. Pharrell Williams and Jay-Z, it's 8:31.
BBC. Radio 1. Newsbeat.
Coming up, Ultra Beat and 50. And we might, if we can, get a few dogs on the air and replay that feature. We might not, because it might be rubbish, but you never know. Here's Dominic and Jules, the news and sport. It's 8:31.
And the main news this morning. I haven't written down the weather, so what I'm going to do is just have a look at what the weather was earlier. Mainly dull and damp, and some sunshine, apparently, so some sleet and hail as well in the north of the UK. It's now 8:35.
It's good that you put your heart and soul, as Carol Decker once sang, into that weather bulletin.
I have problems with weather.
What's your problems?
I don't know.
You don't write it down?
Sunshine and bluster. I find it difficult to say blustery. Cloudy, I have a problem with.
Would you like me to get Rob McElwee in one morning to teach you? Who was that? Who was that guy?
It was Rob McElwee. He doesn't like
me. Was that during the pilots?
Yes, it was, yeah.
Yeah, and he was a bit miserable with you.
He wasn't the happiest soul.
Yeah. So, again, so should we get him in? Would you fancy seeing him first thing in the morning?
Yeah, that'd be great.
All right.
Hello, Rob.
I'll sort it out now for you.
Yes, Dominic, we will have showers coming in from the east, and we shall have showers from the west. Showers are the...
Is it just showery?
Yes.
All right. 8:36, good morning. Hopefully some dogs on the air in a bit.
The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1.
8:43. I know, it's 8:43 already. And you're late. Again. You never learn. Blah, blah. If you're just waking up or you just got in your car or whatever, if you get to work and you've got access to the internet, you can go to the Listen Again feature on the website. And the show every day is online. And if you missed yesterday's, you can listen to that as well. So if you're bored at work, you know, 10 o'clock when Joe Wiley comes on. Pink. Who wears pink? Then go to Radio 1 online. www.bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Click on our Chris Moyles pages. And I think there's a Hear the Show Again. Listen again,
I think it's called.
Listen Again. And you can listen again. And then later on, you can hear us do this link again. Not that you'd want to, I suppose, anyway. Can I just say, yesterday, my girlfriend's friend, who's I suppose now my friend as well, Vicky, gave birth to a little boy called Alfie.
Congratulations, Vicky, and whoever the father is.
It's Vicky's husband.
Vicky's husband.
Dave. What are you trying to imply?
Nothing, but I don't know Vicky, and I don't know who
Jamie.
The father... Jamie. And so therefore, I was just making a sort of broad assumption. Let's move on.
Well done, son. Well done, Vicky. And hello to little baby.
Morning, Alfie.
Alfie? I really like cats. She's a lovely girl.
1, 2, 3, kick.
Right then. Hello, Tracy.
Hiya.
How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
I'm very good. Where are you?
I'm in Derby.
Are you going to work today?
I am, but I'm running slightly late now.
What do you do?
I'm a nursery nurse.
Right, when you get there, just say, you're really sorry, but it's my fault.
I'll say, I've been on Radio 1.
That's right, Radio 1.
One.
Don't, I get teased all the time by all the Southerners because I call it Radio 1.
Well, I get called a Northern. I used to live in London and I live in Derby, which is the Midlands, which is nowhere near the North.
I know, but don't worry, love. If you play cards right, you'll be living in the North soon.
Well, I'm hoping and praying.
All right. All right, so you've got a dog.
I have. I've got a West Highland Terrier called Rover. Ah, nice cliched name.
What was the reaction like to annoy the dog?
Well, to begin with, she did some growly noises, but then when Michelle came on, we've got these big cushions on a sofa, and she got one of the big cushions and began biting it, but then started to hump the cushion.
Really?
Yes.
Where's your dog now?
In the garden underneath a bush, and we can't get her out, and my other half is going mental.
Why's your other half going mental? What, does he not like Michelle either?
His mum's on the way to work and he's running late now as well.
Okay, all right then. Well, I'm sorry I caused so much trouble in your life.
That's all right.
So there's no...
Usually it's joy, but today it's trouble.
So there's no point in playing Michelle again because your dog is in the garden humping flowers?
No, humping cushions, but we had to remove the cushion and give him a bone and then he ran off.
Well,
give the dog a bone.
Well, we're nice like that.
Thank you, Tracy.
That's a new feature, right?
Thank you.
You can go to work now.
Thanks, bye.
Bye. All right. Kerry, are you there, Kerry?
I am, Chris.
Right, all right. Where are you, Kerry?
In Corby.
Right. Have you got a dog?
I've got two.
What are the names?
Leo and Sweep. Leo's a toy poodle and Sweep's a terrier.
What happens when we... for those of you just switched on, we did a feature called Annoy the Dog where we played sound effects to see if your dog got annoyed by any of them. What happened?
When the dog barked, a pair of them went running from the kitchen into the living room and barked.
Oh, really?
Aww.
One of them right up next to the speaker.
Where are your dogs now?
They're in the kitchen again in their bed.
Did you say Leo's a toy poodle?
Yes.
Not
he
a
is real.
he's real.
Is that a type of dog?
Yeah, it means a tiny one.
Right.
Is the radio anywhere near the dogs?
It's in the living room and it's turned down, so I'll see if I can get them to go back in. I'll put it back up. Hold on.
Okay, all right then. There might be a bit of feedback, obviously. But we shall try it and see if Leo and Sweep get confused by a barking dog. Right? Okay, there you go. Right.
Right, they're in the living room now.
Can the doggies hear me?
Yep.
All right, okay. Let's see if this has any... Turn it up a bit and let's see what happens, all right?
Right.
One more time. Ready? Here we go, Kerry.
Boy borderline genius.
Oh, Kerry, thank you very much.
Okay, I normally discourage them from barking in the house because it's piercing, but thank you.
I know it is. Have a good day.
All right, bye.
Bye, man. One more time. Let's just annoy. That was great. I didn't think that was going to work. I like the fact that the first woman, we put her on the air so we could find out what a dog did. I go, where's the dog now? She goes, it's in the garden. Well, that's no bloody good, is it, love?
Radio 1 online. pc.co.uk/...
Rachel, tell the millions of people listening about your dream.
Do I have to?
Yes, you do. if you lead a sad life, maybe you're heading to work and you're just thinking, I really don't want to go in here because I hate my life and I hate my work and I'm just so not happy with myself. When you hear Rachel talk, don't you just feel a little bit better about yourself?
I think I had an odd dream though because we're readjusting to sleeping patterns.
Yeah.
I dreamt. The other night, Gwyneth Paltrow and Chris Martin were in my dream.
Of course.
And Chris Martin ended up calling himself Dave and was in Busted.
Right.
That's all.
And that's it? How long did the dream last?
Not long. That was one kind of thing I remembered the next
morning.
And
where were you?
I don't know, I was just...
In bed?
I was a voyeur.
A voyeur. And did Gwyneth do anything?
I can't remember what happened, I just remember.
But what I like about it is during that record she went, oh, I never told you! Chris Martin and Gwyneth Paltrow, and Dave and I kind of shot up and looked at her, thinking, you know, I bumped into them the other day in Primrose Hill in London, or, oh, I saw them driving in their car. So we're going, oh, this is going to be good. Oh, God, Chris Martin and Gwyneth Paltrow, yeah. I dreamt about them, and he was called Dave and was in Busted.
I like to share these things with you.
Yeah.
Don't in future.
Yeah, exactly. Hold up! Wait a minute! We did! Don't worry if you don't like the song. It's only 2.5 minutes long and then we'll do Dave's Tedious Link, aye? Doing annoy the dog, and we had a sound effect of a cat.
Yeah.
Right, and I didn't think it sounded much like a cat. I thought it sounded a bit rubbish. And I said it sounds like a puffin call.
And we didn't know what a puffin sounded like.
Somebody has sent us the audio of a puffin call.
That is a puffin, isn't it? All right.
Oh, man. What a show. We're going to win a Sony day.
I smell it.
Right, how do you get to this morning's Tedious Link from yesterday? It's a Tribe Called Quest and Can I Kick It?
Can I Kick It is clearly a question, much like Where's the Love, which was a big hit for the Black Eyed Peas. Black Eyed Peas are a popular dish in the southern states of America, as are grits. Grits rhymes with Brits, as in the Brits, which take place every year in February, a bit like Valentine's Day.
Yes.
Valentine's Day clashes with the fifth round of the cup. A cup is what links football, tea and boobs. The word boobs contains a double O, a bit like tools and boogie. Boogie Nights was a film starring Mark Wahlberg, who also starred in A Perfect Storm alongside George Clooney.
Clooney
rhymes with loony. Loonies had a hit with I Got Five on it.
Yeah.
On It rhymes with bonnet, which is what the Americans call a hood. Other stupid American words include sidewalk, freeway and jello.
Right.
Jello rhymes with yellow, who feature on the soundtrack of Ferris Bueller's Day Off, which starred Matthew Broderick, who is now married to Sex and the City star Sarah Jessica Parker.
Right.
And a parka is the winter coat of choice for many celebrity couples, the most famous of these being Liam Gallagher and Nicole Appleton, who used to be in All Saints,
right.
Which links us to this morning's Tedious Link track. It is All Saints,
right.
I'm pure sure.
Oh, what a lovely record to start the work today. All right, so it's coming up, All Saints at Radio 1. When they were all friends and now they can't stand each other. No, apparently. I don't know how true that is. Morning, any of the All Saints people. I told you, when I was in LA, I was in Santa Monica.
On the boulevard?
No, I was in Gap, actually.
Oh, I've been in that one.
It's nice, isn't it?
The shop.
Hey, listen to you, no one
what?
Cares.
The shops in that nice
No, bit. Just I was in a Gap, in traffic. Yes.
Oh.
And And this girl walks past, and I looked at her, and I thought... And I turned around, and she turned around, and she went, "Hello, Chris, darling, how are you?" Chasney.
Really?
Yeah. Who was out recording some material. That was like September. It's now January.
It's eagerly awaited.
Oh, it must be a bloody long album, that. Seamless Link?
Yep.
Mm. Really?
Yeah.
Rachel?
That's only because everybody keeps texting in about the Puffin and the fact that it sounds like Dale Winton.
No, it's not, Rachel.
It's that what? It doesn't sound like Dale
That's
Winton.
That's what people are saying.
Right. Dale Winton, there's the Puffin. And here's Dale. "Hello, sweetheart. It's Dale Winton." Do you think he's listened to any of our shows?
No.
Who, the Puffin?
No, Dale Winton, you pillock. "Hello, sweetheart, it's Dale Winton."
He likes you.
Huh? He fancies me, though.
What are you whispering at?
He's just gone, car park catchphrase.
You can't whisper, Rachel, this is a golden rule of radio. You can't whisper in front of a live microphone.
No, Dale, by the way, if you want to be on car park catchphrase, give us a ring, 08700 100 100, 08700 100 100. Car park catchphrase in half an hour. Phone up now. And once it's ringing, just hang on, Nalada gets you, right?
Good.
As I was saying, no, Dale Winton fancies me with my goatee.
Right? Is he?
That's not my pet. Do you know I used to have the goatee beard? "I love you, Moilty, when you've got that goatee beard. You're so gorgeous." And I'm like, whatever you want. Do you think he's tuning in?
No.
"I love waking up with Moilsy. Oh, it's so good. He was on Celebrity Fit Club last night." Right then, fatties. "I used to be like you till I lost weight. Let's see if you can lose weight, you lard asses. Right then. Vanessa, you're fat. I'm not. Come on, let's meet your trainer." Or whatever he says. Do you think he appreciates my impression?
Enormously, I would imagine.
Do you think he's listening?
No.
Do you not? Should we ring him?
You haven't got his number, have you?
We have it in the celebrity phone book that is in the studio. Shall I ring it?
Yeah. Ring Puffindale.
Oh, don't say that. No, I can't ring him, can I?
Yeah.
No, I can't.
He should be up. It's
no.
Past nine, isn't it?
Shh, no. What? I don't want to wake him. He might be in the fit club. Eating a salad.
Hello?
Oh, hello?
Hello?
Bye. No! No, I bottled out. What do I say to him? I don't know what
you
to say.
You just chickened out. He was there. That was him. And you could have put him live on the radio, thus completing the link, and you wimped out.
Yeah, but he went, "Hello?" And he didn't go, "Hello, Moilty, I'm listening." He didn't say any of that. So, you know, I don't... You know, he might be in the middle of something. What, Alad? What? And Rachel, why have you got your hands on your face? Shall I ring him back?
I just feel embarrassed.
Shall I ring him back and say sorry and put the phone down?
Do it.
But you got to say who you are.
Yeah, but no, I don't... No, because it was... Private number would have come up.
Yeah, but just say, "Dale, we were going to speak to you, but now we can't."
No, but that sounds really wimpy, and then he'll start talking to me, and I'll want to talk to him then.
Play some music.
No, I'm worried about Dale.
Play some music.
Do you know, I got a strange phone call this morning, and I don't know who it was. It sounded like Moilsy. Do you think he wants me? Do you know, he might be doing that now all day. Do we ring him back or not, Rach?
Play some music.
That's a no. Juliet? She says yes. Dave?
Ring him back.
You think?
Yeah.
And say what?
Well, just, you know, say hello. Welcome to the show. Tune in, please. Anything.
Why don't I just send him a text message saying...
You just need some finality to this link.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Otherwise, it's just going to, you know, fizzle away.
I'll text him later.
Okay. Right. That's a good end.
Yeah. And then maybe we'll get him on the show. Do you think he gets up early in the morning?
I can't possibly say.
1, 2, 3, my baby don't mess around because she loves me so when
the... Coming out in February, the Stereophonics Movie Star. About the second, third, or fourth time we've heard it.
Growing on me, that.
Yeah, same me, and Rachel. Alad?
Loving it.
I don't really know. Where are the Stereophonics from, Alad?
Well, Wales, but I don't know where in Wales.
Camarman.
Is it?
Mm.
Wales will do. I'll give you Wales. God bless you.
Thank you.
That's all right, no worries. This one. I text Dale Winton back because I felt a bit, you know, off.
You think that was a bit of a cop-out, just texting him?
Well, anyway, I texted him and said, sorry about that, that was me. And he replied with, not a problem, show sounding great, by the way. Actually, I think he said show sounding good, not great. And I thought, and that's nice of him. And then I thought, do you think he's actually listening? So I'm going to call his bluff. So, Dale, if you're listening, send me a text saying, yes, I am, to my phone, and then I know that you're listening. Don't ring. Just send me a text. And you have 2 minutes starting now. Thank you.
Do you know what? We have we have people texting in, right, going, oh, this is Dale, call me back, it's fine. How stupid are some people?
But it's not a bad gag, but what they don't realise is 25 other people are all doing the same gag as well, so you get 25 different mobile phone numbers.
Plus, also, some of the more stupid ones have spelt Moyles wrong, which I think is a giveaway to their lack of authenticity. Still nothing, no?
Still nothing from the Dale Meister. I know I said I was listening, but I'm not listening.
I think you should just call him anyway.
You said earlier, don't call him, and now look at you.
I've changed my mind now.
Yeah, you have now, yeah. I'm quite happy waiting to see if Dale texts saying, yes, I am. See, I'm waiting now to see some smart asses on the text message for Radio 1 going, yes, I am.
But you see, if he doesn't text you, it's going to be a bit of a damp squid, isn't it?
No, it's not. It means
you should take control of the
situation.
It
means he's a fibber, and I will slap his legs. We'll get him on the air, and I will slap his legs. Why are you laughing, Alan?
Sorry, the mental image in my head. It's quite funny.
Miles is going to slap my legs.
On Celebrity Fit Club.
Miles, you should have come on Celebrity Fit Club. You're a porker.
He was looking good last night.
Who?
Dale, actually. He's lost loads.
Do you think he's lost too much?
No, he's looking good.
Yeah?
Yeah, just right.
Does he fake tan, do you think?
Do you think?
No, I'm sure he doesn't. Dale's a liar.
Just ring him.
No.
Go on.
No!
It sounds pathetic.
Because if he's not listening, he might answer the phone and go, all right, you fat... Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but
out of that... I'm joking, obviously, Dale doesn't use bad language.
He said that he texted you back saying that he was listening.
Yeah, but he's obviously not. Right, I'm gonna send him a text message.
Take the bull by the horns.
He's not a bull. You're not listening, you big liar.
Hey, they'll show him who's boss.
Run for the hills, Dale.
Me, run. No, no, I'll take a cab. I have a chauffeur.
You big liar.
Shut up. Hey, you don't have anybody ringing you, smart ass.
I haven't got Dale Winton's number in my phone. I apologise.
Do you want it?
No.
Right.
I don't know Dale well enough to be sending him text messages out of hours like what you do.
No, I don't want you to think that he's my text buddy. We don't text on a daily basis.
That's Paddy O'Connell, isn't it?
It's just once a week.
It's like your text pen pal.
You're only jealous because you want to be friends with Dale Winton so you can meet Scylla. I know that's Salad, isn't it?
Bet she's a laugh, actually.
Scylla?
Yeah.
I bet she's a bundle of fun.
Oh, I think she'd be nice.
Out on the town.
I bet she's as much fun as a funeral.
Oh.
Scylla.
She seems nice.
What are you having?
What?
I tried to do Scylla, then I couldn't.
What are you having? That's not a catchphrase, Scylla Black. What are you having?
Out on the town.
That's
what
Scylla used to work at a drive-through burger bar.
Surprise, surprise. What are you having? Please move to the next window.
I don't know.
Would you like a happy meal?
Would you like to maximise your lunch?
Yeah, but do it in a Scylla voice.
Oh, here you go. Right?
Oh, hang on. No, well, see, I can't answer this on the air because it might not be him. It's just private number.
I'll just answer it.
Hang on, I'll answer it.
Loudspeaker.
No, I can't.
Well, it's
swearing. Hello. Oh, it is him.
Loudspeaker.
Shh. You're not listening. We're talking about you on the air and you're not listening, you big liar. Can I put you on loudspeaker? All right, hang on a sec. Don't swear. Hang on then, hang on. Right, loudspeaker is there. Hello.
Hi, Miles.
Yay! Tell the nice listeners where you are.
Well, when you text me, I was in the bar.
So... On your own?
I'm sorry to say I was, but you were in my thoughts.
I'd rather be in your thoughts than in your bath water.
So what were you been saying about me this morning,
Moyle? We were saying nice things about you, because I saw you on Celebrity Fit Club, and Alan was just saying how good you look.
Oh, thank you.
And he's, and then Dale sent me a nice text saying, show sounding good. He didn't say show sounding great. And then, so I thought, well, that's, he's obviously listening. And I said, Dale, send me a text and you're not listening. Why don't you have me in your bath?
Well, because I tell you why, the battery is a very sad story. I've got one of these really fancy radios that only takes batteries. And it's run out, so I can only listen in the sitting room or in the kitchen.
Right,
so
do you want me to buy you a shower radio, like a waterproof radio?
I didn't know you could get such a thing.
Yeah, you can, John Lewis.
No.
Yeah, I got one the other week for safe.
But, oh, fantastic. Yes, please, Moyle
D. All right, okay. Now, listen, when are you going to come on the show?
Well, whenever you like. I'll come on next week if you like.
Yeah, come on next week.
I'll come on next week if you like, darling. It is sounding good, and I have been listening. Oh. And I just think it's brilliant.
Thank you very much. And listen, what are you doing today? You're busy today?
I've got to go in and do my preparation for Pick of the Pops, which is on too. So I'm doing that today.
All right, but then when you know, after 10 minutes, when you finish that, what are you up to?
And then I'm going to do my scripting for Celebrity Fit Club.
All right, so then that's another 20 minutes. I'll tell you what, I'll call you after the show.
All right, darling.
All right, have a nice bath.
Have a good day.
Keep it clean.
Will do. Bye.
Bye. There you go.
You can't be upping the figures by offering to buy all of your celebrity friend shower radios.
It might work, hey? Hey, listen, desperate times and desperate measures and all that, what can I tell you? So there you go, Dale on the show next week.
Yeah, let's get him in.
Tell you what, the guests are thick and fast. At this rate, we're going to have one guest every week. Oh, man. Shall I move on?
Yeah.
All right, then.
Sarah Cox.
9:26. This is the show that Dale Winton might soon be listening to in the bath, but not at the moment.
Keep it clean, Dale.
I always keep it clean, sweetheart. Loofah.
That's the first time you've used the word loofah on breakfast.
I know, I'll probably be the last, hopefully. MC featuring you two, Take Me to the Clouds Above from Radio 1. Just over half an hour, Jo Wiley will be here. But don't worry about that. She plays lots of records. I'm telling you, there's a new war. Forget Wogan. There's a new... Me and Allard are teaming up to fight against the evil that is Jo Wiley.
World War Wiley.
I'm telling you. By the time I finish with her, she'll be in a Leeds United shirt, hanging out with Alan Smith, singing Marching On Together. What a thought.
He seemed impressed by the...
Reptilia from The Strokes. One. Black Eyed Peas, Danny Minogue. Coming up. After news and sport with Dominic and Juliet, it's 9:32.
An inquiry starts into the death of morning. Some sunshine and very windy. I love the little kick at the end, little double kick there. There's also some snow as well, apparently. People wow. texting and say there's snow, so there is some snow around too, in some parts of the UK. Radio and Newsbeat is now 9:35.
The outside is frightful.
Somebody stop throwing paper in the studio, you children.
Sorry.
You're so amateurish and immature. Here's the puffin again. somebody pointed out that the puffin sound effect, if you just switched on, by the way, don't ask. But the puffin call, the beginning of it, sounds like the beginning to the theme tune to the popular mid-80s BBC children's television programme, Johnny Briggs. My mum, who's a nurse...
That's the best line for Johnny Briggs.
She loves it. Right, and our Rita, she loves it too.
And Johnny Briggs had a slight speech impediment, so his dog was called Ralph, but it was Ralph.
No, it was Razzle.
Oh, is it Razzle?
Yeah. Razzle?
Who was Ralph? His brother.
And Johnny Briggs...
Who's a doctor?
The kid who played... What?
Yeah, right, Dave.
Ralph was his brother.
Ralph was his brother
was
in the programme, I think. Ralph. Yeah, Ralph was the big, lanky brother.
Johnny Briggs, right, the TV show... This, if you, you know, this
yeah,
is...
Watch it.
Well, look.
No.
Dominic and I, it went...
Because I thought that Johnny Briggs was the actor that plays Mike Baldwin in Curry.
He is.
Not the same.
Not the same program.
And the kid who played Johnny Briggs...
Yeah, had a...
...is a couple of years younger than me. And used to hang out in Leeds, or was from Leeds, or went to school in Leeds, right?
Did he?
And we used to drink in a pub in town on Briggett. And he used to come in there. And we must have seen him 10 times over the, you know, the time that we used to go in there drinking. And every single time, without fail, when he walked in, we'd all go... And he turned up one day and went, it's not funny. And we all laughed. And to us, every time we did it, it got funnier and funnier. The door would open, he'd walk in, we'd all nudge each other. So if you're listening, whoever played Johnny Briggs, I hope you're okay and you're not too messed up because of it. Right? Rachel?
It's a brilliant programme, Dave. You should...
They should have got Johnny Briggs to play Johnny Briggs.
My mother, who's a nurse...
See, that's great. Seriously, that's just brilliant. She'd stand up in the middle of class and say, my mother, who's a nurse, and that was it. That was the kind of punchline. And we all laughed.
Shall we move on, Dave?
Yeah.
Right. Your morning's just got better. The saviour is here. His aftershave is Old Spice. His breath still stinks of beer. He laughs at famous people because he just doesn't care. He looks like Terry Wogan, but he's got his own hair. Did he also have a brother called Humphrey as well?
No, I don't think so. I think it was Ralph, wasn't
and
it?
And somebody texted in and said, wasn't it R. Albert?
Oh, yeah, no, it was, actually, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Shut up.
All right, sorry. Shut up.
Coming up, car park catchphrase, it's 9:38.
Shut up. Oh, no.
So, Dave,
You've
got Johnny Briggs, obviously.
His brother Ralph. Another brother Albert, was it, did you say?
No, you got Humphrey.
And Razzle was what, the dog?
You got Rita.
Yeah.
Razzle was a dog. And you've got Dad and Mam.
Rita, Razzle and Ralph.
Albert.
And his mam was a nurse, is that right?
No.
Right.
No.
Who was that then?
No, you see, just forget it.
It's time for Car Park Catchphrase, and here's your host, Chris... Miles!
Good morning, car park fans! Car park catchphrase is back, the greatest radio contest on Radio 1 in the morning at 9:45. I'm here and so is the legend that is Roy Walker!
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, Roy. So let's give away some rubbishy prizes. Let's meet our contestants.
Welcome on line one. It's contestant number one.
Contestant number one, what's your name and where do you come from?
Hi, my name's Kelly. I'm actually in Kingsland today.
Woo! Oh, you're a very giggly girl, aren't you? Have we lost you? Oh, we're losing you.
Why?
Oh, there you're back now.
I'm back.
Stand still.
I will.
Whereabouts you parked?
I'm actually in a furniture car park in Kings Lynn, opposite Tesco's.
Oh.
So I'm all on my own. I look a bit random, actually, but never mind.
What do you do for a living, Kelly?
I'm a sales rep. I work for a seafood company, so I sell fish, basically. So.
Fish?
Yeah.
But you smell great at the end of a busy day.
Oh, don't you start. My friends say I've got an excuse why I smell a fish all the time now. But
all right,
say
let's move on now.
What car are you in?
I'm in a Peugeot, black Peugeot.
Wind your window down, smelly, and let's hear your horn.
Okay, here we go.
Beautiful. Right, hang on there. We'll talk to you in a second.
And on line two, it's contestant number two.
Contestant number two, what's your name and where do you come from?
Hi, I'm Katrina and I'm from Port Talbot.
Not clapping, Alan.
Sorry.
Do you not like Port Talbot?
It smells a bit.
Not a fish.
What is what does it smell of, Alan?
Isn't it like sulfur or something? It's got steelworks there, haven't you?
Yeah. It's not very nice.
Oh, that's all right. People of Port Talbot will be loving you, love.
Oh, I know.
Whereabouts you parked, Katrina?
I'm in the town centre car park.
Good. Done it.
Yeah.
You left it hanging as if you were, you know, sitting next to, you know, John Leslie. I don't know. Or Martin McCutcheon. I'm in the town centre car park. That's it. Right. What do you do for a living, Katrina?
I'm a sales rep and I sell cosmetic surgery and Botox.
Botox?
Yeah.
Ali, did you want some Botox?
I've just found out it's £180 apparently.
But aren't you a Botox lover?
No.
Right.
Okay. Never had it in my life.
What car are you in, Katrina?
I'm in a black Ford.
Ford what?
Focus.
Focus, all right then. Wind your window down, let's see your horn, Katrina. Oh, lovely.
That's punchy.
Kelly, let's see yours. All right, so you're low and deep. I will write next to you.
Quite similar, actually, those horns.
Right then, Kelly, are you ready?
I am ready.
Katrina, are you ready?
I am.
Roy, are you ready?
Horns at the ready. Fingers steady. Let's play Car Park Catchphrase.
Best of three. Good luck to the pair of you. Here we go. Honk your horn when you know the answer. All right, Dr. Fish. Looks like he's having a busy night working in the A&E department at Fishy General. They're bringing in what looks like a number 9 on a stretcher. It looks like he's in a bad way. Dr. Fish is going to have to act quickly if he's going to save him. Looks like Dr. Fish is giving him a stitch. And look! Who was that?
It's me!
Who's me?
Katrina!
Yes, Katrina!
A stitch in 9 saves time?
A stitch in 9 saves time?
Oh, it's good, but it's not right.
All right, let's continue. Kelly could steal here. I think by giving him a stitch, it looks like he might have saved Mr. 9. So it looks to me like... Who's that? Katrina?
A stitch in 9 saves time.
Hang on, Kelly, you shut up. You didn't honk your horn. Katrina?
A stitch in 9 saves time.
Oh, it's the wrong answer, I'm afraid.
You're getting it the wrong way around, you daft cow.
I know.
Well, say it properly then.
A stitch in time saves 9.
It's the right answer.
Yay!
Thank God for that. See how bored Roy sounded. Kelly, come on, love. You got to do better than that.
I know. I'm trying to
stop. All right, come on. If Katrina gets this one right, she's won.
You're both back in play. Here's another car park catchphrase.
You ready, Kelly?
I'm ready.
I can see what looks like a road map of Italy. In the middle, there's Rome with all the roads leading to it. I'll never get this. I can't see any roads leading to anywhere else, which is very odd. Hang on.
That was Kelly,
Was it Kelly?
Yeah.
Yes, Kelly?
Oh,
even though we couldn't hear you.
You're right!
Kelly, can you stay still? Your phone's up and down like a bride's nightie.
I'm sorry.
Stay still.
I am standing still.
Right, okay. Good. Katrina, you ready?
I am.
Last clue. Whoever wins this wins. Good luck.
You're both back in play. Here's another car park catchphrase.
All right, there's Mr. Fish. He's in a supermarket with a basket in his hand. He's walking towards the eggs, and he's putting them into his basket. Who was that?
Kelly.
Kelly?
Oh, you're
making
one basket.
Oh, I can't hear what you're bloody well saying. What is it again?
Put all your eggs into one basket.
Put all your eggs into one basket?
Yeah, into one basket.
What? See, now I don't know if she's saying it right. So don't.
Basket.
Oh, yeah, no, but I can't hear you, can I? Because your phone's rubbish.
All your eggs in one basket.
Are you saying put them into your one basket or don't put them in?
All your eggs in one basket.
What? What?
She's saying put all your eggs into one basket.
Kelly.
Yes.
Are you saying put your eggs in one basket?
No, put all your eggs in one basket.
I just said that.
Oh, did you? All right, yeah, that's what I mean then. Yeah.
Kelly, can you hear me clearly?
Yes, I can hear you, Chris.
Oh, it's good, but it's not right.
Oh.
Katrina, please put us out of our misery.
Don't put all your eggs in one basket.
You're a winner. You're right!
I've lost the will to live! Kelly, the phrase is, don't put all your eggs in one basket. Oh, God, you know what?
Cut her off.
Can't hear you. Right, so, hate it when that breaks up and you can't hear them. Katrina?
Yeah?
Congratulations, you've won a catchphrase. Right, well done. Is there any prize in particular that you'd like?
Any, not bothered.
Right, congratulations, you've won a pen. Have a great day, my love.
And you, all the best.
Bye.
Bye.
There you go. So that was it.
I thought that worked well.
Did you really? Mm. God, you're easily pleased. Right, thank you very much, Roy.
Thank you, Chris. Join us same time next time when we'll be playing another game of Car Park Catchphrase on Radio 1. Say goodbye, Mr. Fish. He's waving.
Radio 1. Joe Wiley. Today from 10.
It's Radio 1. I'm really pleased to welcome to the show Britney Spears.
I'm a really big fan of Leeds United. I think they're great.
The show.
What's going on? How you doing?
I really fancy Chris Moyles. He's so hot.
Really pleased to say that we've got Dizzy Rascal in the live lounge with us.
Yeah!
It's Dido has just joined us in the studio.
I'm 27, you know.
Crushing goes a long way.
More than happy to welcome back onto the show. I think this is the third time now being into our studio.
That's amazing.
God, I wish I was Chris Moyles' lover.
Hi, how you doing?
Joe Wiley. Today from 10.
The gossip, the live lounge, the stars. Joe Wiley.
This is Radio 1.
She loves me, really.
Yeah.
Is she?
And telling you, right, give me a few days with her, she'll be in a Leeds United shirt, singing the Leeds songs, going, I don't really like Spurs, Chris. I love Leeds like I love you. Marching all together.
When I saw you, girl, I knew
this is the only breakfast show on British radio that has Puffins, Dale Winton, and Allard. Three reasons to get up in the morning.
On Radio 1, welcome along. It's my show, and I love Leeds United. I think they're great. They really are yummy, and I think they're a great team, and I don't like Spurs anymore because I like to support Leeds because they're great, and I love all the footballers, and they have lovely legs, and I go to all the games at Eland Road, and I really enjoy it, and I'm going to buy the club because I'm loaded. That's a little message that Joe recorded for the show. Nicer, wasn't it?
It's lovely, yes.
Oh, there she is. She's waving. Hi, Joe. She's giving me the old salute. God bless her. Dave, she loves it. She really does. You know, yesterday I did that childish thing of playing the lead song before a show.
Yeah, don't do that again.
There's no escaping it, Joe. Wherever you go, it's going to be there.
Here we go with Leeds United.
I love this song, it's one of my faves.
We're gonna give the boys a hand.
On Radio 1.
Stand up and sing for Leeds United.
Don't upset her.
I'm not.
They are the greatest in the land.
All right then, I'll stop.
Let's call a truce.
What?
Just stop upsetting her before
call
she...
Call her truce.
Call
She's called Joe. So her real name's not Truce Wiley.
Welcome along, Truce Wiley here.
Juliet just joined in. Go on, girl.
Everywhere we're gonna be there. We love you,
Joe.
Marching on together. We're gonna see you
fall into administration.
The win is the line.
We are so proud.
Come on.
We shout it out loud. We love you.
Joe. Why? Lee. See what I did there?
It was very clever the way you rearranged the lyrics to suit Joe Wiley.
I think so, yes. I'm late for the end of the show. Press the button late because of that. Because Joe wanted me to play all the lead songs. So I'll do the pips. Beep, 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 beep. There you go.
She loves it.
Right, back tomorrow morning, just before 7 o'clock. Joe is next. She's lovely. Please enjoy her.
Joe Wiley.
Radio
one.
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 Radio One.
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 Every day we're all gonna say we love you, Leeds. Leeds. Leeds.
There's no escaping me, Joe.
Everywhere.
Come on.
We're gonna be there. We love you, Leeds. Leeds.
Get off my show. Back to your scheduled programming.